Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In 1973, seven of the nine justices on the United States Supreme Court changed the direction of our country by deciding in favor of abortion in the Roe v. Wade ruling and the Doe v. Bolton ruling handed down the same day. As we approach the 39th anniversary of those tragic twin decisions, we'll be spending the next few days taking a closer look at the decisions and how they changed the course of our nation's history forever. Justices Harry Blackmun, William Brennan, Thurgood Marshall, Lewis Powell, William O. Douglas, Potter Stewart, and Chief Justice Warren Burger had voted to overturn all abortion laws in the states and to allow a right to abortion for any reason throughout pregnancy. Justices William Rehnquist and Byron White dissented. In his written dissent, Justice White famously wrote that the Roe decision was, quote, an exercise in raw judicial power. Justice Blackmun authored the majority opinion in Roe and wrote that the right to privacy the Supreme Court had discovered in the Constitution in previous court cases was broad enough to encompass a so-called right to abortion. Even though the court noted that the Constitution does not spell out a right to privacy, Blackmun claimed that one was there. He asserted that at least the roots of that right could be found, for example, in the penumbras of the Bill of Rights. Seven men, more than 53 million lives lost to legal abortion on demand. The court found in Roe v. Wade that an unborn child was not a legal person as defined by law and could not be protected by the 14th Amendment's right to life. Instead, it was through Roe that the court divided pregnancy into trimesters, or three-month time periods. The court described the broad scope of abortion on demand. In the first trimester, the court ruled that states could not restrict or regulate abortion in any way, although the court clarified in a later decision that states could require that abortions be done by a licensed physician. In the second trimester, the court ruled that states must allow abortion for any reason, except to regulate abortions in minor ways to protect the health of the mother. In the third trimester, the court said that viability, or the child's ability to survive outside the womb with or without medical support, occurred approximately at the beginning of the last 3 months of pregnancy. The court said that states could regulate or prohibit abortion after viability, except when an abortion was done to protect the life or health of the mother. In Doe v. Bolton, the companion case to Roe, the court defined health to include all factors, physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age, relevant to the well-being of the patient. Under this broad definition of health, a woman can have an abortion for any reason that the abortionist considers related to her health. The court allows for this even in the last months of pregnancy. It seems shocking now that the court could make such a sweeping ruling and assure Americans in almost the same breath that it did not create a right to abortion, but that is exactly what happened. The Chief Justice of the court, Warren Burger, wrote that the ruling would not have sweeping consequences. Even Harry Blackmun, who wrote the majority opinion, proposed a press release that would stress that the ruling did not mean abortion on demand. Please join me tomorrow, here on Pro-Life Perspective, as we continue our look at Roe v. Wade and the scope of one of the court's most infamous rulings. If you would like more information, please visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. There you will find links to a number of resources available that contain more detailed discussions of the scope of Roe. That website, again, is prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.